So my name is Grace Nangasamy. I'm actually here on behalf of my boss, Jennifer Byrne, who's currently working with the Labor Exploitation Working Group, which brings together basically government and members of the National Roundtable on Trafficking and Slavery. They're meeting in Sydney at the moment, and she sends her sincerest and deep apologies, but thanks the Australian Centre for Culture and Christianity. Thank you so much. And the United Nations Information Centre for asking us to be part of this, as well as Stop the Traffic. Anti-slavery Australia is a bit of a unique beast, and I think I'll just break it down for you very briefly before I head to the panel. It's basically a legal centre that's attached to the University of Technology, Sydney. Jen started it with a couple of close colleagues in 2003, before we had any legislation criminalising slavery and slavery-like practices here in Australia. Jen's been on the forefront with many other people who have partnered with us. Indika is one here today, who advocated very strongly for the introduction of those provisions and has been there along the way helping literally hundreds of men, women and children who've been trafficked or enslaved here in Australia. We currently have about 82 clients in our books, primarily forced marriage clients, of which me and Joe, another lawyer, have carriage over. But our clients are varied. They come from 30 different countries. They are all different ages. My youngest client is 14 years old. And they also have incredibly different and complex needs. And I think that one thing that we really want to be as a voice to the Australian Parliament is that we want to be able to tell a little bit of the story and the voice that often gets lost in and amongst the statistics, the national and international concerns, and the geopolitical tensions and the historical development of this issue, because the issue is currently happening and is very, very real for many of our clients. And the issue often looks like a family debt that needs to be paid. It often looks like a young person being made responsible for the honour of their family and for the preservation of their family's status. It also looks like a young student who comes out on a visa hoping for a better life under the assumption that they will work for fair wages and will be able to leave and freely do what they will after work hours. So for us, this is really personal, and I hope that you can hear some of that in my participation on the panel and also engage with us a little bit more. We're really fascinated and keen to hear some of the incredibly dignified and knowledgeable people who are going to be on the panel as well, who offer really interesting solutions. And we're really hopeful, as Chris alluded to, about the Modern Slavery Act. Jen and many people in the industry have been longing for this day, and we are so excited that it is here. And the recommendations are comprehensive. Like Chris said, not perfect, but comprehensive. And we're really excited to keep working with the government on that. So thank you so much for your time.